as Father said, we are Matt and Carrie Bai, and we're fairly new to the Blessed Sacrament family, having joined exactly 2 years ago. We could not be happier about choosing Blessed Sacrament as our church home, and we promote it to our friends and family every chance we get. Last week, Jennifer spoke about how stewardship is more about giving than receiving, more specifically, receiving God's gifts gratefully and gracefully. I'd like to tell you about a time how Matt and I have learned how those gifts are sometimes disguised as tragedy. Last October, 2 days after Oktoberfest, we unexpectedly lost our unborn daughter, Adeline, at 30 weeks gestation. We were shocked and devastated. We are very blessed with amazing family that were there for us, and it was not just our immediate family and loyal friends, but our new Blessed Sacrament family. You were there for us then and have continued to be there for us this past year through prayer, kind words and hugs, and great friends that can make us laugh when we really need it the most. This was the first time in my life I really felt the gift of stewardship.
Father Dooling is a friend of mine from high school and was there for us at the hospital last October and officiated Adeline's funeral. He reminded us that everything happens for a reason, even though that reason is not always for us to understand. We took those words to heart and decided that we were not going to wallow in our sadness, but instead treat this as a gift from God. It's the gift of knowing that our daughter is now in heaven, the gift of having an even bigger reason to get to heaven, and the gift of growing closer than ever before as a couple. And we wanted to share this gift. In just this past year, Carrie's helped a number of families through difficulty and is a shining example of how to receive God's unexpected gifts gracefully and gratefully. And then it came time to fill out our stewardship forms for this year. Another gift that we had learned from our daughter is the reminder that we, as individuals, are not the owners or masters of our lives and time. We are simply the managers of our lives, and each life belongs to God. All that we are and all that we have is a gift from Him. How are we going to use that time, talent, and treasure to glorify and serve Him? When we've kept this in mind as we are budgeting our money and budgeting our time, it has become easier to make stewardship a priority. That being said, I encourage you to get your stewardship forms in by next week, if you haven't already. I've coached high school football for the past decade. In fact, I just stepped off the field 20 minutes ago, so I apologize if I still have hat hair. So I was very grateful when Father Yurok used a football analogy in his stewardship letter to us. He used it to describe our upperclassmen level of commitment and responsibility. And we like to think of the stewardship form as our playbook or game plan for the year. You don't set yourself up for success without a clear game plan, and we believe that also applies to stewardship. We find ourselves answering the call for stewardship a lot lately, and it has been one of the most rewarding years of our lives. As a young couple, we can't stand here and claim to have it all figured out, but it truly seems that the more we give, we inevitably receive at least double. We're very excited for all the great relationships and friendships we're building, and the peace of mind in knowing that if we ever need anything, we have an army of supporters that have our back. So I say yes when Joe Hitt calls, I say yes when Pat Hoyer calls, and I especially say yes when Father calls. And it all started with saying yes when Brandon and Jill Martin called and welcomed us to the parish and suggested that we go to Men's Club and Altar Society.
We are so honored to be a part of a parish that makes stewardship such a priority. We are eager to continue our growth journey as Catholic stewards, and we look forward to raising our son, who is arriving in February, according to the Blessed Sacrament Stewardship Way of Life. Thank you for your time this evening, and God bless.